This is NPR's Life in Berlin. I'm here with Loriana Paradise, artist, environmental activist, and NPR Berlin listener. Talk to me about Thanksgiving.
I think in an idealized version of it, it's about the bounty and the harvest and gratitude. But given the historical narrative of where it comes from with relation to the native peoples of the United States or what was there before, it's very loaded, and therefore it requires something more of us.
Well, this is real talk. This is not on star.
I think it requires awareness of this history, awareness of how that plays out today, keeping in mind things like what's happening in Standing Rock. I think if we come together and celebrate, we would need to be aware of that.
How do you see kind of the history of this holiday and the kind of ongoing struggle for, I guess, sovereignty, really?
You know, it is for me all tied up into the environmental awareness as well, because what's happening in Standing Rock is also about environmental awareness and sovereignty as well. But it's always been tied together. And for me, I think it's about being aware of this history as a reality that, you know, there was a genocide, and to not play act like we're in a theater dressing up in costumes. And then to be grateful for what we have if we're sitting at a table full of a bounty. And then the next step is to start the dialogue of how to be responsible and take action, you know, to affect positive change in the world somehow. It is about gratitude. It's about awareness. And I think it's also a little bit about responsibility, too. All for one day, huh?
Yeah. A lot. So how do you do that?
For me in particular, it's about the food. I am a vegan. So for me, I like to know where my food is coming from. I try not to be judgmental of other people's choices, but knowing that it is somehow about the harvest and the bounty and where the food is coming from and the farmer, I think that it is possible to make anything vegan. Absolutely. Just a couple tweaks here and there.
If you had to write like a 5-bullet-point manifesto for like Loriana's Thanksgiving, what would it say?
First and foremost, I think it's about love. And I know that's not as concrete as it could be, but when the person who's growing the food is aware and puts love into it, they're not going to be using chemicals. They're going to be finding natural systems to make that work. And I think it's about then, you know, not making compromises. It's not necessary. You don't have to make compromises in order to feed yourself in a loving way.
With Loriana Paradise, I'm Lily Kelting for NPR Berlin.